That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture
That's right, it's that time of the year again. The National Wild Turkey Foundation's annual banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $65 for a single and $120 for a couple. Or why not sponsor a table? That's right, March 9th. Doors open at 4:30. For more info and tickets, call Jolene at 604-6554. The National Wild Turkey Foundation banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Join us and help save the habitat, save the hunt.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
So we probably ought to mention again, because this is maybe the biggest story in America, a phrase that I use regularly and apply to all kinds of things, but this might actually be, the annual deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide hit a record high in the most recent numbers. And it's the rate, not the actual total number. So it's not just about population growth. We're killing ourselves through whatever kind of suicide or suicide through drugs and alcohol slowly. More than we ever have.
Yeah,
since they've been keeping track of numbers, and there's no reason to think it's ever been this high.
It's utterly clear that something awful is going on. It's wild to see a culture dying. Well, literally, people are dying, but seeing a culture increasingly sick.
And
becoming aware of it and trying to diagnose itself and doing a fairly poor job so far, I think.
Yeah, and one thing the media does, it's a common thing to do. It's a good, I don't know, shortcut in a short article or a short broadcast. To regularly mention, where's the growth the highest? Well, okay, so they're talking about the it is grown the most among white rural men, but it's up among everybody. So to me, the fact that, you know, it's up among everybody, you got to take a broader look, because then they immediately go to it's, you know, the jobs that have disappeared in the coal mine and all this different sort of stuff. But it's up among everybody. Mm-hmm. It's among teens in urban areas that don't have a job because they don't need a job. I mean, so it's up among everybody.
Right. Adolescent girls, horrific numbers. Horrific. Yeah.
There's something cultural going on. I think to blame it on a particular economic thing is we're gonna miss out on what the problem is.
Right. Right. You know, that might be an ingredient in the stew, but I don't think it's the main ingredient.
If it's going up among everyone.
Right. Right, clearly, yeah. It's.
And your story that you had that's out there about how NBA players are more young NBA players are more unhappy than they've ever been, according to the people that have been around the league for a long time.
Many NBA teams now have mental health specialists because the young men are so unhappy and isolated, and they don't know each other, they don't bond with each other, they're hiding behind their headphones, and they're also, you know, they from the youngest age certainly. In college, there's been a spotlight on them. Everybody's got a smartphone taking videotape of them. They're afraid of social media, even as they engage in it. And I don't know. People aren't. It's disconnectedness. We were talking about this earlier. People just, they have the fake connectedness of social media, of the internet, but they don't have the real connectedness of being in a room with people.
We have a clip of Adam.
And I might suggest when they are in a room with people, they're staring at their social media.
Absolutely. We have a clip of Adam Silver of the NBA talking, the NBA commissioner talking about this.
I think there's a few issues going on. One is a larger societal issue. And I know you have a lot of young people who work for you at the Ringer. Obviously, our players are young. We have young people in our office. I mean, I think we live a bit in the age of anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's I've read studies on this. I think part of it is a direct product of social media.
Yes.
And I think those players we're talking about, when I meet with them, what strikes me is that they are truly unhappy.
Yeah.
This is not some, like, you know, show they're putting on for the media. When you get you know, you have relations with a lot of players. When I'm one-on-one with a lot of these guys, you know, I think to the outside world, they see the fame, the money, all the trappings that go with it. They're the best in the world at what they do. You know, they say, how is it possible? Like, they could even be complaining. And I hear this on television all the time. A lot of these young men are genuinely unhappy. I mean, some have come from very difficult circumstances. That doesn't help.
Right.
Some of them are amazingly isolated. And you and I have talked about this. That
this goes back to Jordan in the 90s.
Right. It's not even the camaraderie that they were accustomed to. I mean, you saw some of the trailer. Or some
okay,
part.
I think. But so, you know, and I'm not concerned about talented young millionaires, though. They, at least they have an opportunity to figure it out and hire help and all that sort of stuff. But the way it fits in with the rest of society, to me, it eliminates the it's because coal mining has gone away in Virginia.
Right.
Is why the suicide rate is all across the country. There's it's something else.
Well, and I would say if you're saying, I don't care about NBA millionaires, you're missing the point completely. The canary in the coal mine is dead. The cat is dead. The miners are dead. And then the elephant has died. The elephant in the coal mine is the NBA players. If they're miserable and isolated and unfulfilled, that's the point.
Yeah. Then what hope do the rest of us have?
Yeah. Well, I think recognizing it and saying, I am not fulfilled, I'm unhappy, I am constantly connected, and I feel disconnected. I think that's an important, you know, moment for people.
God dang it. I hope it's a cultural thing and not a chemical thing of some sort that's in, I don't know, fire retardant bed sheets or cell phone waves or something.
Right.
Both of my kids are way more anxious than me and my brothers ever were. They don't have any social media contact whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even headed down that road yet.
Right, right. And that's
so where's that coming from? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's you know, why the world is complicated. It might be everything I was just talking about, and we'd all be okay or better off if we did not have some sort of anxiety-inducing chemical everywhere around us. You know? It's like epigenetics. Your genes have a tendency towards something, but it won't affect you unless it's triggered by something. You know, maybe we've got all these anxiety. Well, I guess I made the point. We've been made more anxious and rigid by some environmental factor, and then you got the oncoming of social media, and we're defenseless, just as a species. I don't think you can argue that there is something crazy going on, and it's not just the United States. It's absolutely not just the U.S. Virtually every Western society is dealing with this in some measure.
Some of it's affluence, I think. I think you reach a point of affluence where people just aren't happy anymore. There's just stuff ain't doing it. Stuff ain't doing it, and I got no threats. And
well, right. There's study after study after study shows that you have to be the way people are happy in their work is they feel like they're making a difference, and they feel like they have a purpose. It's not how much money they're making, and it's the same for life. Do you feel like you're living a life of purpose or not? That's a big. That's virtually everything. And connectedness matters, too. It really matters. For the umpteenth time, read Tribe by the fabulous Sebastian Younger.
I wonder how much of the little moments of connectedness going away add up to something. I mean, tiny ones. Just like I always, when I get on the elevator with a couple of people, we all whip out our phones. Maybe the 15 seconds of, how's it going? And to Monday, that used to happen, that doesn't happen now because we're all looking at our phones. Maybe that added up to something.
I think all it might be as necessary as oxygen.
Maybe just the eye contact you made at the coffee shop with the dude over there waiting in line, even if you didn't say anything, added up to something that we don't get because I'm looking at my phone.
Making eye contact with people.
Yeah, you got to fight them.
Send a shiver down my spine.
So, back to my apartment.
What if they want to talk to me? Yeah.
Sean is correct, though. When I go into an elevator, if there's a young person with a cell phone, they will not look at you. They will look down immediately at that phone.
Yeah, or up to a middle-aged person. All right, here's a quiz question for you. It's Jack can answer because he's in the room. You can answer wherever you are.
I'm over here.
If you see, like, one of your kids with their friends, and they're all staring at their cell phones. They're together, but they're staring at their phones. Or you're at a family gathering, for instance, and in particular, the younger people aren't engaged with grandma and grandpa and their aunts and uncles, and they're not engaged in, with their little cousins. Is your reaction mild annoyance, or is it heartbreaking?
Oh, it makes me sick.
Okay. I would suggest that most people have that reaction. That's not...
It hurts my heart.
That's not... Right, exactly. It is heartbreaking. It's sickening. I don't think you have arrived at being sickened intellectually. I think you know as a beast you're witnessing something awful. Sound like exaggeration to you? I don't know. Maybe it is. But I think you as an animal see something terrible and threatening.
You can't...
And your reaction, you're reacting to that.
You can't, like, accurately measure connectivity with other human beings. It'd be nice if you could. If you could, like, take out a little bit of blood and say, oh, yeah, you're at an 82. You really need to be up around a 95 to be happy.
Boy, that would be handy.
It would be handy. But so I wonder... Like
41. I've never seen this before.
Groups.
You must be a hostile bastard. Well, doctor.
Groups of young people hanging out together. I wonder if hanging out together, if they get much juice out of that in terms of connectedness between people, since they're all looking at their phones. Maybe they hardly get any, since they're hardly looking at each other.
Again, if your measurement came in, maybe you ought to start a company that claims to be able to measure that connectedness.
Perfect.
Call it Theranos. And raise hundreds of millions of dollars.
I can get you one of those tactile, those turtleneck things that all the hipsters wear.
Yeah, exactly.
For your TED Talks.
I don't know, but we're killing ourselves, and it's a weird thing. And this should be, we should be throwing tons of money at this, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And conversation and TED Talks and whatever else needs to happen.
That was hilarious.
And as strange as it is, the NBA commissioner on a giant stage addressing it and talking about that's a movement in the right direction.
Oh, that should shock
well
people.
Said.
So that eliminates so many of the things you would think are the problem.
So I have called out fake racial attack hoaxes. I call out fake bigotry all the time. This is a problem. Self-driving cars hit black people more than white people.
Really? What? Racist automobiles.
I would suggest to my brothers and sisters, keep a weather eye out for artificial cars or self-driving cars till we come back from the commercials. I got a word to the wise for you.
I always knew there was something up with Herbie.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Be happy. Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking by going to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my real brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried just about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. And Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, growing along with Reading, with 36 employees and looking to hire more. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SSD Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, that labor man said, son, now can you sing a little bit more clear?
Caitlin Ohashi. I couldn't have told you what that name was, but that was that UCLA gymnast that got the perfect 10
a while back. Crazy.
She did it again on Sunday, got another perfect 10, which practically never happens.
Yeah. And does she do the thing where she launches herself into the atmosphere and flips a bunch of times and then lands in the splits?
Boy,
it's not score inflation either. She's miraculous.
Oh, yeah. And Magic Johnson, the basketball legend, tweeted out the video, and so it's gotten a heck of a lot of attention that she did it again. He said, this is a must-see TV. It is. It's amazing. I'm not into gymnastics at all.
Yeah.
But you watch that and you think, holy crap.
Yeah. And I hate to return to our previous theme, but you remember her career has been plagued with people fat-shaming her, saying she's too thick on the interwebs, which just, I think that may be the perfect illustration of how evil social media is.
Is there a chance that we're drinking, drugging, and killing ourselves because we found out how awful human beings are? The internet allowed us to find out how awful human beings are. We would have never guessed that there were this many bad people, either child molesters or people who are willing to say something mean about your two-year-old.
Yeah, people who just live to hurt. I think we were better off illusioned.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just one follow-up. I should have mentioned this. I mention it every time we have this conversation, but didn't we? Got this text. Says this texter with eight M's. I wonder what has changed about our culture. How about our disregard of God? The devil's number one tool is fear/anxiety. There are a lot of your religious crowd believes, yeah, well, that this is what happens to cultures where, you know, service to something higher than yourself goes away.
Yeah.
The Bible!
Well, some people's life of purpose is to point out how bad other people are. It's the whole social justice warrior thing. And it feels fulfilling. I have this story in front of me. We'll get to it eventually, but there's this guy, he's been, like, leading the charge of social justice warriors in the incredibly social justice warrior-y world of young adult literature, where for whatever reason the literati in that world are just woke AF.
Oh, really? Yeah. I gotta watch out for that.
I was totally unaware of it, but it turns out, yeah, it's like the hot center of the volcano of woke.
Wow, I got to keep my eye on that because my son's just starting to graduate into that whole world of reading.
Right. So dude was like the ringleader of this self-appointed body of guardians of wokeness in this world, and he wrote a book for that market and was absolutely eaten by the cannibals that he had been whipping up for years. He's a gay black guy. He wrote a story about a gay black guy and his obviously gay lover. If you're a gay guy and you have a heterosexual, I mean, what's even going on?
You're doing it wrong.
Well, right. But they were soldiers in the Kosovo thing or whatever, and there's one bad guy in the novel that's a Muslim. And so the woke AF crowd there have gone crazy and forced the, like, withdrawal of the book. And they go through several, like, really good award-winning books that they've had to just yank because the woke crowd has got some gripe with them. And so now, to my delight and amusement, they are turning on each other and eating each other, as predicted by me. And I love it. On the other hand,
Marcus,
this is real.
Mark said, Joe's delighted by cannibalism.
Well, I'm obviously, if you've ever listened to the show, you know I'm fascinated by the concept. And perhaps just slightly tempted. If you're a person with dark skin, you may be more likely than your white friends to get hit by a self-driving car, according to a new study out of the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Now, is that just plain a B&C in the dark thing?
It's racism. No, it's because automated vehicles may be better at detecting pedestrians with lighter skin tone. It's
because they're racist.
Exactly. No, but it's just a question of being able to see. To you know, you're reflecting light. That's what seeing is. And I'd imagine if you're using a sonar, it's the same. But a lot of these, a lot of the software has to do with, you know, seeing things. It's probably the wrong term for, you know, a camera or a series of cameras, but that's what they're doing. Detection was 5% less accurate on average for the dark skin group. It's not a lot.
Do they say anything? So then does that mean when
even the variables time of day or occasionally obstructed view of pedestrians doesn't matter. It's 5%.
So when self-driving cars become more common, are we all better off wearing brightly colored clothes or some sort of reflective something or other so we don't get run over by the...
You know, I'll bet they've figured this out.
I hope they do.
By the time, you know, we got self-driving cars driving all over the place.
You see Jack walking around in a suit made of tinfoil. You know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Crisis at the border. Homeland Security with more stats this morning. Major study on the health effects of vaccinations. And the most over-the-top segment of the R. Kelly CBS interview coming up.
Wow, that's saying something because it was pretty over-the-top beginning to end. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save a dollar on any two Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you.
Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cap is available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2, from appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Shaquille O'Neal has a new rap album out. It just came out.
Hey, Kobe. Yeah, if you know the rest of that line, sing it to yourself. If you don't, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
His first album, he points out to a reviewer, his first album, he said, a lot of people don't know this, but my first album, Shaq Diesel, 20 years ago.
Which I bought.
Went platinum.
Wow.
Wow.
Which means you sold a million copies.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Laugh all you want.
I also bought his second album, Shaq Fu, The Return.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that one went platinum or not, but I owned both of those albums when I was young.
There you go.
What is your appraisal of his skills in general? He's a very clever guy.
He's changed his style completely, so what you thought of his skills before don't matter.
I think he's a top four athlete rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
His style, he says, he explained that he has made a shift to bass and trap music.
Oh, yeah. Clearly.
So it's a completely different style than he's done in the past.
Yeah, you play your four string, and then you put a squirrel in a box and then skin it, and you play a little more bass, and then you go get a beaver, bass and trap. That's right. It's a sub-genre.
Let's get the news now with Marsha Phillips.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is defending President Trump's border policies. During a House hearing, Nielsen warned that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control.
The agency is now on track to apprehend more migrants crossing illegally in the first 6 months of this fiscal year than the entirety of FY17.
She said there's a true emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border. Nielsen argued that human smugglers and traffickers have prompted a chain of miseries among migrants who are trying to get into the U.S.
Now, but the border crossings are actually down. This is a fake crisis.
No, not so much. They've skyrocketed.
I don't understand why the White House didn't do a better job of pushing back against those claims since they had these internal numbers.
I think their whole communications office is a little funky.
Or, getting back to the old Trump's playing three-dimensional chess idea. Somebody texted this. Did they want the whole open border crowd, this isn't a crisis crowd, to go as big as you want?
Stick their neck way out.
Then we're going to drop the hammer at some point with the numbers.
On their neck.
Yeah, Border Patrol officials telling reporters yesterday the system, quote, is well beyond capacity and remains at the breaking point. More than 76,000 migrants crossed the Mexican border last month, more than double the number from the same period last year. And most are families coming in increasingly large groups, coming from Central America. North Korea appears to be rebuilding a rocket test site in images taken by satellites. Two respected North Korea monitoring websites say they have observed activity at the satellite launch facility, which had been dormant since last August. The website 38 North says efforts to rebuild the state's launch pad and missile engine test stand may have started before the Hanoi summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
I'll tell you what, if little fathead fires off a rocket or tests another bomb, Trump's in a rough spot, Ben.
Yeah.
Because that's just an F-U, isn't it?
Do you think little fathead's just using his dad and grandpa's playbook? He's just got a different style. Just delay. Reel them in, cooperate. Right. Hey, I want peace as much as you do. And then shove them backwards and reel them in. Meanwhile, the clock keeps ticking.
Probably. That would make the most sense. But then how does Trump react to a thumb in the eye? I mean, that would be a real diss.
As
in completely disrespectful.
Yes.
I don't care about the process at all.
Right. Yeah. And our entire relationship was fake.
Yeah.
I think he would probably press for just truly horrendous sanctions. I don't know that you have any other real options.
There's a story in the New York Times over the weekend I thought was pretty interesting. The reason McMaster left, he and Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, got into it. Because Mattis, or Master...
McMaster?
Yeah. McMaster wanted the Defense Department to intercept ships going into North Korea and enforce the sanctions.
Oh.
That they've been getting around with the help of China and all kinds of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And Mattis thought that was too provocative. And they just couldn't... I mean, they got into a yelling match. According to the New York Times, I could believe this, though. They got into a yelling match about that, and then they just really couldn't work together after that.
Huh.
Because you either enforce them or you don't.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we'd take that next step to enforcing them.
A naval blockade? Yeah, that is provocative. Especially if their number one trading partner is, and it is, China. You're going to start boarding Chinese vessels?
Mm. Well, China claims they're on board.
They're lying!
Well...
Meanwhile, a major new study from Denmark has found no link between the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, the MMR vaccine, and any increased risk of autism, even in children who are at higher risk for the disorder because they have a sibling who has it. The study involved more than 650,000 children. They found those who got the MMR vaccine were actually 7% less likely to develop autism than children who didn't get vaccinated.
Just my opinion, I will not respond to your emails or texts, but we have something going on. There is something going on. Probably environmental. With autism and anxiousness and depression and all this stuff. But it ain't the vaccines. That's just my opinion, based on a lot. I mean, I didn't come up with this on my own. I just take the overwhelming research that shows this to be true. There is something out there. You're just picking the wrong target.
Barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
The R. Kelly interview. Kelly denying allegations against him of sexually abusing underage girls in an explosive interview on CBS.
This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That was during an interview?
Yes.
Yikes.
Kelly had several outbursts when he sat down for that interview with CBS. Kelly saying he would have to be stupid to hold girls against their will with a history of accusations against him.
Agreed.
Kelly said, stupid and evil.
Kelly said the accusation started from a previous court trial where he was acquitted. He went on to blame the parents of the girls and social media for all of the charges against him.
Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me we're going to destroy your career.
There you go. Oh,
I don't know enough about him and his career.
He's crazy.
I've read a fair amount about the accusations and everything, but Robert, prisons are full of stupid people who make terrible decisions. But he's a good actor if he's acting. Or he's just completely unhinged.
Hey, if you're bothered by this sort of talk, turn down your radio. Because we've never really stated some of the things he's done. Just in case you don't ever read these stories.
Uh-huh.
He held children against their will, forced them to have sex with them, then urinated on them. Among other things. That's who he is.
Pleasant fella.
Yeah.
That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
A cheery way to end the newscast.
That's who R. Kelly is. That guy standing there screaming his nonsense at Gayle King.
Well, it's accusation after accusation after accusation, right? Victim after
for
victim.
For years.
Yeah. Well, and there's a video of him doing that with some gal. How do you get acquitted on that one?
It was
you remember?
Too blurry. It was too blurry to...
Yes. They couldn't make out who it was.
Oh. Even though millions of people around the world watched it and said it's R. Kelly.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to get...
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
Huh, a little Shaquille O'Neal for you.
Is this right here? Yeah. Is this from his platinum album, Shaq Diesel?
It is. This is the hit I'm Outstanding.
Okay, but this isn't his base.
Doesn't lack for confidence.
This isn't his base in trap music, though.
No.
His new genre that he's into.
No. Humbleness is not something you see a lot of in the hip-hop game.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text EASY to 484848. Text EASY to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's EASY to 484848.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried just about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. And Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That's right, it's that time of the year again. The National Wild Turkey Foundation's annual banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $65 for a single and $120 for a couple. Or why not sponsor a table? That's right, March 9th. Doors open at 4:30. For more info and tickets, call Jolene at 604-6554. The National Wild Turkey Foundation banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Join us and help save the habitat, save the hunt.
The Flower Moon, is that the name of the song? I listened to that song like 10 times yesterday. They're unbelievable. Brothers, three brothers and another guy.
Really?
Yeah. From a small town in Michigan. Who for some reason decided, let's sound exactly like another band that used to sound, but be really, really good at it. Come up with our own songs. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. I'm familiar with musicians that find their voice, though. You know, they start off a little derivative, but then they figure out who they are. It's cool.
Facebook getting some...
sing more like that in my band. Yeah! You know, more of that sort of thing.
Facebook getting another backlash, but they got to be tired of the backlashes, huh?
What? I'd be shut down. If the Old Testament God was around, he'd smite Facebook today.
The Bible!
That's me announcing what God would do. Some might find that objectionable.
So, Facebook came up with this two-factor authentication. Is that the right word?
Authentication?
There you go.
There's so many words.
I get, you know, I get extra syllables.
Hundreds of words.
I get extra syllables and letters. I don't need them all. The two-factor authenticating it's your account, which we've all done with a whole bunch of different stuff, right?
Sure.
So you sign on to your bank account, and then they send you a little PIN number, and then you put it in and stuff so that they know it's you. And well, Facebook,
I like the security question. You know, what was your first pet? Or what street did you live on? You write, you know, I lived on Indian Drive. But is that DR period or just DR?
Right. And
you
so I fill it
three
in.
Times and it kicks you out.
And it says your answer is incorrect. And I say, no, you SOB, I did live on that street.
Lived there for years.
Whether or not I capitalized it last time or put LN or Lane, I'm not sure.
Right.
You SOB.
My bedroom was up the stairs and to the left. I remember it very well.
But anyway, so Facebook decided to go with it because for more security, they claimed.
Mm-hmm.
But their deal, it turns out, was just a chance to send you a text so that they then have your phone number, and then they were giving that to people or using it.
McGurd.
And there's getting quite the backlash. Yeah. Do not. I'm not on Facebook. I sure as heck wouldn't get on it now. I've never been on, but dang, these companies are just about getting your information and selling it to people.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Man, I'm picturing
that's what their business is.
I'm picturing Mark Zuckerberg on the dolly, completely restrained, Hannibal Lecter mask on his face. He's that dangerous. He needs to be kept from humanity. I've suggested he's the Antichrist. Theologians, some disagree on that point. But I'm telling you. Oh, hey.
But they keep doing it. That's what's amazing to me. You're under the microscope. Everybody's caught on to you. You're not just sharing photos with grandma. We all caught on. Yet you still do it. You just don't care. Or you think you're smarter than us. I think Zuckerberg thinks he's smarter than everybody.
Where'd he get that idea?
Fool everybody.
Well, he is smarter than most people. And most people don't care.
Well, we've caught on to your ruse.
You have? You have.
That's true. The backlash is among the tiny percentage of people that care that your phone number was given out.
Right.
Most people say, I don't care.
You got to care and be aware.
What? Why'd you decide to rhyme that?
I don't know. And that's a you know, the Venn diagram with the little circles that overlap. It's just not a big enough overlap to matter.
And people like me will die off, and then everybody will be okay with just all your information's out there all the time. I don't do anything wrong. I live in an apartment with my cat. I have no wife and kids or husband or anything to worry about, so whatever.
I heard a guy from an insurance company. They were talking about the technology that's coming to cars where, you know, he puts it as a real positive. You know, we have technology now that will be, we just install it in your car, and it will ensure that you get the lowest possible rate for the way you drive. It'll get you the best possible deal, meaning they'll monitor how you drive, and if you ever go 2 miles per hour over the speed limit, they'll jack up your rates. I'm going to have to quit driving. But he did say, I believe your data, because somebody said, well, people are going to be concerned. You're going to sell the data about where people go and stuff like that. He said, no, I believe that your data is a fundamental human right, that it's yours. I don't know. We're not going to sell it. We're not going to give it away. No, no, that's we wouldn't go there. And he stated it like a firm moral principle.
Well, yeah, Europe's caught on to that and made it a law. It is your information. It belongs to you. If you want to give it to other people, you can, but they don't. It's not theirs. But that's not the way it works in America for now. And if Google is the biggest lobbyist in America, is that right?
Right.
The biggest lobbyist in all America, it ain't going to change anytime soon.
Right. And remember, Facebook is an 800-pound gorilla, but Google's King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of all the stuff we talk about. They just don't have as public face as old Berserkerberg.
Smart enough. I still don't. I can't name the guy who runs Google off the top of my head.
I always forget it.
I certainly can't.
I read it all the time and
I certainly can't picture him.
It's partly that he's an Indian fellow, and so his name is a little more difficult for Anglo types to remember.
But he's keeping a low profile
on
purpose.
Sundar Pichai.
The bottom range of the estimates for how much King Kong actually weighs is like 20 tons, so that's quite a bit more than the 800-pound gorilla.
Yeah, yeah.
He varies a lot in size from movie to movie.
Yeah, it's 20 to 60 tons is kind of...
That's quite a range.
Yes. Well, he tends to... Tends to lose weight for the summertime.
Well, it's like those
gods. Beach body together.
I used to. One of my favorite memories. I should watch these with my kid because one of my favorite memories is watching like Godzilla movies with my dad late at night in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And
creature features.
And creature features. Yeah. And I kind of thought they were real. Like I knew they weren't, but kind of. I mean, it's like kind of like watching a documentary or something. But sometimes Godzilla would be able to crush all the tall buildings, and sometimes he'd just be as tall as a tall building. Which is a very, very different
size. So it'd be a fair fight.
Yeah, perhaps was that Godzuki, his kid?
In the same movie, it'd go back and forth, though.
Oh.
Just,
King
no
Kong?
There was no consistency.
I just saw, once again, Gojira is one of the great...
Oh, Gojira, yes.
Monster, one of the great horror movies of all time, I guess. I don't think...
Mothra, with Mothra, the giant Mothra?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, I just said that. But that's the original Godzilla. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What was it called?
Gojira.
Gojira.
And I like the overdubbed scared Japanese people. About the, it was always good. The voices didn't match their faces and bodies at all.
Leave.
Run for your lives. Gojira comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Gojira.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Final thoughts with Armstrong Getty.
I wonder when that'll stop making me laugh.
Dude, you've got to send us more. I don't even know more of what.
Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the club. Hey, what do you think? Wouldn't that be fun? Hey, Michelangelo, what's your final thought?
All right, McDonald's Big Mac sauce, Taco Bell hot sauce, soy sauce from Chinese takeout. Which sauce packet would you like to save your life with? Let us know at Armstrong and Getty.
Soy sauce, beautiful. Hey, Positive Sean, what's your final thought?
Yeah, check out armstrongandgetty.com. That is the only place where you can watch me watching the new Game of Thrones trailer. I don't know why you'd want to miss that.
Marsha Phillips, your final thought.
I have a helpful hint for everyone. Daylight saving time begins this Sunday. Plan accordingly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I love it when the days get longer. Jack, your final thought?
We have the highest rate of suicide, dying from drugs or alcohol, maybe ever. It's possible ever in human history. Who knows? It's the highest since they've been keeping numbers in the United States right now. What the heck is going on with that? That should be our highest priority to figure that out.
Yeah, incredibly important. My final thought is I have three things I need to do. None of them are difficult, but I can't motivate myself to do them. Is there anyone in the audience who owns a taser? I want you to stand next to me, and if the sun sets today and I haven't accomplished at least two of them, I want you to tase me.
Maybe hypnosis?
I want you to drop me to the ground twitching and drooling and grunting. It's the only way to fix this.
Can you put them off?
Well, yes.
Well, then, you know, that makes it hard.
Well, that's why I need to be tased.
I generally do things when I can't put them off anymore. Which is terrible.
Do tase me, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people think so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. As previously urged, sign the petition to get rid of that professor who wants to kill cops. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If there's something we ought to be talking about, send it along. All the clicks we mentioned, they are there, armstrongandgetty.com.
The great thing about the News Factory is they make more news every single day, and they'll crank some out for tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
I mean, I think we live a bit in the age of anxiety.
Armstrong. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.